God's peace is always yours in Jesus. Hear the word of God from Matthew 15. Jesus said to her, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, great is your faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, this lady was desperate, verging on panic. You could see it in her eyes. You could hear it in her voice. Her little girl was demon-possessed. And this woman would not take no for an answer. No matter what Jesus said, she kept coming back to Jesus like a bulldog. What's even more amazing, this woman was a Canaanite, not a Jew. She was an outsider to God's people. But that's what this gospel is all about this morning. God's universal grace to all people in Jesus. And the faith of a bulldog that won't let go of Jesus no matter what. Jesus was taking some time off on the north coast, the region of Tyre and Sidon, Gentile country. A woman from the region approached Jesus. That's two strikes against her already. A woman did not approach a man in public in those days. And a Canaanite wouldn't dare approach a Jew without causing an incident. Think of Palestinians and Jews today and then multiply it. This woman's little girl is demon-possessed, and Jesus is her last and only hope. So she cries out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Perhaps she's trying to pass herself off as an Israelite by using the term Son of David, because Son of David is the Israelite term for the Messiah. Maybe Jesus won't notice my accent or my facial features. Maybe I can trick Jesus into healing my daughter. Then again, maybe she already had faith. But Jesus says nothing. Stone cold silence. He will not be tricked or manipulated. He's not a vending machine where you can plug in the nickels and dimes of just the right phrases and out pops your blessing or miracle on demand. The disciples think they have Jesus all figured out. So they jump on the bandwagon. "She's a pain. She's a nuisance. She's following us everywhere. Tell her to beat it, Jesus." Sound familiar? The disciples are the insiders, like us, like our sin. Our sin is often quick to exclude the outsiders. To them, this woman was an outsider. Why, Jesus didn't come to save everyone. He came to love the insiders, to save the salvageable, redeem the redeemable. So we like to think, don't we? It had been drilled into the disciples' heads from childhood. Canaanites were the descendants of Canaan, the cursed grandson of Noah. Don't go near those people. Don't talk with them. Don't eat with them. Don't date them. Don't touch them. And you dare not marry one of them. On the other hand, Jesus ignores the disciples' suggestion to get rid of her. He sees through the woman's pious words. You can't pull the wool over the good shepherd's eyes, you know. So Jesus says to her, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. He reminds her of who she is because she's trying to approach him as someone she's not. The way to Jesus is not pious phrases, like the woman tried, but it's honest confession of sins and drop dead bulldog faith in Jesus. She was not being honest, trying to pretend to be an Israelite. She needed honest confession. I'm a sinner, Jesus. I admit it. But I need you. That's what Jesus is looking for from all of us. So she cries out again, this time begging on her knees, Lord, help me. Notice this time there's no more Son of David smooth talking. But also notice this woman is not letting go of Jesus. Now it's the prayer of a desperate sinner. Lord, help me. This time Jesus says, but it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. I realize you may think that Jesus is being crude and mean and arrogant, but if you just hang on to the end of this, you will see that Jesus is doing what he's doing to call forth a deep faith in this woman. Yes, he calls her a dog. In the Greek, it's a little dog, but still a dog. Dogs were considered dirty, not pampered pets, but garbage-eating scavengers in those days. Dog is what Israelites called the Canaanites. It was an ethnic slur. Perhaps you know a few ethnic slurs yourself. You may think that Jesus is cold and uncaring. The news media today would say he was a racist. But there's times you just have to trust that Jesus knows what he's doing better than you do. Jesus says it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Still, she refuses to go away. She's not taking no for an answer, and this is how God wants us to approach him. She doesn't stop praying. In fact, she agrees with Jesus. Yes, Lord, you're right. Dogs don't deserve the bread of the table, but they do get to lick up the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She's admitting she's a dog, but what that means is she's a sinner. But now she's got Jesus in his sweet spot, because she's confessing her faith in him as a Savior who is gracious to those who don't deserve it. She's not about to let him go. That's bulldog faith, folks, from a Canaanite, a non-Israelite, an outsider, a sinner. And it isn't just some puppy dog faith. This is bulldog faith that locks its jaws on Jesus' words and won't let go of his promises. She doesn't let her sinful pride get in the way of receiving Jesus' gifts. You call me a dog? That's okay. I accept the title. I am a dog. I am a sinner. We all are. But even the dogs get to lick up the crumbs of grace that fall from the master's table. And even the crumbs of your love and grace for me are all that I need. She clings to Jesus with a bulldog faith, because in her faith, she is convinced that Jesus is man's best friend, and that his mercy is big enough to embrace a sinful dog like her. Earlier, you may have felt that Jesus was crude and condescending by the way he spoke to her. But it's only when you see the ugliness of your sins that you can truly see the sweetness of the gospel. And if you try to diminish the ugliness of your sin, well, I'm certainly not that bad. You actually diminish the sweetness of the gospel. Yes, you and I are sinful dogs. And yet even the crumbs of Jesus' grace that fall from his table, this bread is my body broken for you. Forgive us for every sin we ever did wrong. Jesus did what he did and said what he said to work in her a bulldog faith that locks its jaws on Jesus as her Savior and locks its jaws on his grace and mercy and won't let go. And now that he's pulled her through, he says, woman, great is your faith. Faith that doggedly clings to Jesus, even when he appears to say no to our cries. faith that continues to howl out our prayers. Buried deep inside of Jesus's no, we believe there's a yes. Faith that clings to Jesus even when Jesus seems to have turned his back on you. Faith that clings to Jesus even when he looks to you in the eye and says, I haven't come for you. Faith that says, oh yes, you have. Jesus wants you to take him at his word in your life with this kind of a bulldog faith. And Jesus will not disappoint you. He says to her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you have asked me. And we're told that at that moment he spoke those words, the demons left her little daughter. Just a word from Jesus and the demons flee. That's the kind of Savior we've got. One who dances all over the devil and sets us free. Every Sunday, the divine service here at Trinity puts us back in the doghouse. I, a poor, miserable sinner, a sinful dog. The law declares us all dirty dogs and sweeps away every attempt to butter up God with our phony flattery. God's word lays it on the line and tells us that we're as good as dead dogs without Jesus. But Jesus reminds you and me what he never wants us to forget, that even the dogs do eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And those crumbs turn out to be the richest affair. Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the Jesus who went to the dogs in his death on that garbage dump called Calvary, where your sins and mine were dealt with once and for all. But us dogs never had it so good as when we're under this master's table, for even the crumbs of Jesus' grace makes dirty dogs to be forgiven children to his heavenly Father, and by his grace we're no longer under the table. But we're given a seat at the master's table, at the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Scripture calls it grace, but dogs call it life and love.